Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday morning, August 22nd, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of environmental and energy news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
U.S. household power bills surge 10% as tariffs policy hinges bite. American households are experiencing a 10% surge in power bills due to President Trump's tariffs and renewable energy policy changes. Climate Power's report reveals the impact since Trump took office. EV incentives from companies like Bollinger Innovations, Inc. are no longer boosting affordability. Green Energy Stocks, a platform focusing on the green economy, provides access to wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications. For more information, visit greenenergystocks.com.
State Roundup. Ed Hale announces run for governor as a Republican. Maryland sees 10-year high number of heat-related deaths. Retired banking executive Ed Hale Sr. announced his switch to the Republican Party as he plans to challenge Democratic Governor Wes Moore in 2026. Hale, owner of the Baltimore Blast soccer team, believes his moderate stance can bring down fees and taxes. Meanwhile, Maryland is facing a 10-year high in heat-related deaths, with 30 fatalities so far this summer. The state's health department warns of more deaths to come. In other news, Montgomery County is preparing for an influx of homeless individuals displaced from Washington, D.C. after an encampment was cleared. Stay tuned for more updates on these developing stories. Shared waters, shared challenges, unlocking the path to transboundary basin sustainability. A recent study of 310 transboundary basins worldwide reveals that their average sustainable development goals, SDGs index score, is just 42 out of 100, well below the global national average of 67. Researchers identified four challenge types, from degraded water quality to vulnerability to climate extremes. Tackling clean water, economic growth, and health together could help 38% of these basins achieve sustainability. The study emphasizes the urgent need for a global, systematic approach to address environmental and social dimensions across borders. The research team from Nanjing University, the Chinese Academy of Sciences, and Stockholm University introduced a framework integrating environmental Gini coefficients with SDG indicators to assess progress in transboundary basins. The results show regional contrasts, with coordinated action on clean water, economic growth, and health as the most effective route to boosting sustainability.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.